get to where you are on the basis of talent, it's very difficult to tolerate a chaplain who talks about supernatural power. It's a contradiction to the very essence of their being. If they have arrived by climbing the ladder of leadership and achieving recognition as a result of that, it's a real difficult thing to tell them that they're eventually going to face a decision, a conflict, a worldwide terrorism issue that cannot be solved simply without the imputation of divine wisdom. And I can remember when, instead of seeing these august leaders as unconquerable fortresses of self-possession, never allowing the moat bridge to come down so that I could enter in, I knew something had to happen. A miracle in me and in them had to happen before there could be any kind of communication. And one morning during the week, I was walking down the hallway, and I saw a senator coming to me. David Pryor was his name, fine Democratic senator. And I said, "David, how are you?" And he said, "Not very well, don't you know?" And he was playing the old parish game of don't tell the pastor, but blame him for not knowing. I said, "Well, now, David, how would I know if you hadn't told me?" And he said, "Well, my son Mark is being operated on. He has cancer in his ankle, and his life is threatened. Didn't you know that?" I said, "No, I didn't, Senator. But I want to pray for Mark right now, right here in the hall." And we went into a little alcove in the hallway, and I prayed for him. And he went on his way, and I said to myself, "This is never going to happen again." And so I printed up and mounted it in a cellular container the names of all of the senators and their wives, and listed them alphabetically so that every morning I could pray for the senators individually. And then we organized what was called the Holy Order of Senate Intercessors. And we recruited one person in every one of the 100 different offices, and we had a marvelous experience training them and helping them to be sensitive so that they could call me at any time, day or night, so that I'd never get caught in the hallway with the senator saying,